Hey, it's Mr. Pole Jingles again. I'm doing a twofer. So I am at Edwardsville Park, City Park, and I'm kind of redoing the course. I was on my way back from Platte City, and I was driving down 435, and it's like, hey, I know that exit. I'm going to go down there and just see if I can't throw a few holes and see if anything's changed. So I probably won't go again hole by hole. But I did just tee off. I did notice that they got a new sign up. So when I played here the first time, they didn't have a sign. So, yeah, they got a sign. Good for them. Maybe we'll see if hole number four, if it's playable this time through the woods. Just drove, had a pretty decent drive. Probably got about a 50-foot putt for birdie. Probably won't get it. So they don't have any tee pads. That's a little bit of a bummer. So there you go. Here I go with hole number one, looking at my birdie shot. Hey, so I got a birdie on hole number two. Birdie plane. Just a little update. It looks like they just cut the grass at Edwardsville, and I think you could just about bale hay out here. One thing about it is the course is basically between two groves of trees, and so you have this great big open field, and it gets just sun-drenched. And I kind of wish they'd put some, like, trees or some sort of bushes out here, because it's just kind of, it's wide open, which is okay, but it'd be neat if they did something to really have some sort of obstacles to throw at. So here I am on hole number three. Had kind of a bad drive, and I left myself with about a 50-foot birdie try. So we'll see if I can do that again. All right, so I went ahead and played number four, and I was able to play across the creek. They've done a very nice job of clearing out the brush so that you can actually see the basket from where the tee pad's supposed to be. So it would be so sweet if they got some poured tee pads here. Maybe they will in the future. That'd be really cool. This course is designed by Eric McCabe, who did that Cottonwood Falls course that Trees Bane and, Disc and Jane and Lady Jangles and I played, over Labor Day weekend. So I think that they probably will eventually get pads poured. I just can't imagine he's going to associate himself with something. It looks like, the way things are set up, I don't know. At any rate, I did par hole number four. I used the disc that I just found at the last course I was, because I wasn't sure if I was going to make it over. Then I threw it into a bunch of really tall grass. So one criticism I still have left is I think that they could go ahead and cut a little bit bigger swath by the hole, because it gets really, 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 really long if you get in there. So almost gave up on it, but I found it just in time. So anyway, I'm up to hole number five, I suppose. And it's just 221 feet. So I probably already described that in the last podcast that I did from here. So whatever you think. Here I go. All right, I will say that the U-Disc app made hole number four a par four, but I think that was before they cleared all the trees out. So I went ahead and changed my U-Disc score so it was a par three. So I'm up to par six. It's 152 feet. It's right across the pond. So, or I mean, not a pond, a creek, actually. The guy just went by on a little scooter. It looks like he's doing Parks and Rec or something like that. So I'm not sure where the tee pad is supposed to be exactly. I might go with one of my found discs again, just so I don't have to risk one of the ones I've already purchased. But they did do a nice job. I think last time I hooked it around because there was no way to get through the way they had it set up. But they've cleared it all out, so nice work, guys. I'm gonna try and go right at it. 152 feet, but it's across whatever creek this is. Which, look, the creek is about, let's see. Ooh, that's quite a ways. Maybe 27 feet down, something along those lines. So you do want to make sure and get it across, because it'd be kind of a pain in the butt. There's standing water down there, I don't know how many people have played this course, but I imagine that that's going to collect a lot of discs down there. So if you got the guts, you could probably go down there. So I'll probably go some sort of mid-range, I guess, and we'll see how I do. All right, so I went ahead and parred hole number 6, and I didn't realize, so I threw a mid-range, I threw my Rock 3 that I found in some golf course, or disc golf course, I'm not sure where. So the landing pad that you have, if you overthrow it, which I did, there's actually another little creek that kind of comes through there. So there's kind of two creeks that I think join up a little bit further down the right way. But I didn't realize that, and so I was like right on the edge and almost threw it over. So something to think about. I almost also threw it too low. So meh, whatever. I think obviously holes number 4 and holes number 6 are kind of the signature holes for this course. Because you get to throw across the little creeks, and that kind of adds a little element of danger. And then I'm going to see, hole 7, 8, and 9, there's nothing too special about them. 7 is just pretty long. It says it's 336, but man, it looks, and I know I said this before, but it looks like it's easily 400. So I'm going to step it off. I think I tried to do that last time, and then I forgot. So I'm going to throw my trespass on the initial throw. Yeah, we'll see how I go. This is back into the open field area, so you got lots of room to work with, so I'm going to try and keep it to the right of the hole and just really kind of try let the disc fly. If I can keep it a little bit more level than I did last time, maybe I'll get a little bit more distance. So, here we go. All right, so I did step it off. It's like 496, so 336 is way, way off, so I don't know if they put the hole in the wrong location or what. Maybe they put the sign in the wrong spot. Maybe they need to scoot the sign up. Anyway, I bogeyed that because, not really actually because of the distance, because I actually put my second shot right at the base of the pole hole. But what's interesting here is that this is a soccer or a foot golf course. And so it hit the actual lip of the foot golf hole. And then it skipped out and it like gathered speed or something. So instead of having just like a drop in for par, I had something like a 20 foot, and I did hit the chains and then it splashed out. So a little bit of a bummer, but I'm not going to complain too much. So yeah, they need to either move the sign or change the distance or something like that. But you guys got a little work to do. So Eric, if you're listening, get those folks in Edwardsville to fix something, okay? So I'm up to hole 8. Hole 8's the one I was confused about last time. The hole is straight away. It is 237 feet, and I'd buy that. I'm gonna throw the buzz here, and then I'll play hole 9 and be done with it. All right, so I finished up my second round of Edwardsville disc golf course. And I was happy. I got a nice putt. I think it was probably about 20-some feet, 25 feet, something like that, on hole number 8. And then I had a similar opportunity at hole number 9. Didn't make it, but whatever. That's fine. I parred it. So I did in the round, 1 under for 9 holes. I think that's fine. Not quite sure how I did last time, but I feel good about that. I'm really pleased that they did clear the brush so that holes 4 and 6... now you have to play across the creek, so that makes it really cool. I will say that I did gather up the flag, the dynamic disc flag, for hole number 4, because somebody had ripped it off. I didn't find the nut that goes on top of it, but it is in the brush too, so I don't know if some young whippersnappers were playing shenanigans or what was going on exactly there, but I did get it replaced, and that's pretty much it. I like this course. It's a nice, quick course. I think it's a good one to go to if you're going somewhere else, maybe as a warm-up or as a cool-down or whatever. It does have that element of danger playing over the water, so I kind of like that. I do wish that the several holes that are right down the main area, I can see 4 of them right now. I wish that there was some sort of trees in the way or something like that, if they plant at least some saplings or something, or bushes. Just so you're not quite, I mean, the fact that I'm in the parking lot and can see 4 holes in this open pasture kind of tells you a little something. So, yeah, and I can actually see, there's actually 5 holes in that pasture because I can see the 8th hole over there too. So, And then I can see hole 9. So I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the holes from my car. So obviously they've got some space constraints. Maybe this would have been better served if they just would have made a 6-hole course, but it's fine. It's great. You are playing over each other's fairways quite a bit. I'm glad with what I saw on the updates that I like the new sign. I just would like to see some tee pads. So start pouring some concrete, guys. Anyway, this is Mr. Pole Jangles. Hit subscribe. Tell your friends. Like me if you want. Hate me if you want to. I don't care. I'm going to keep doing it anyway. So hopefully you'll listen. Take care, guys. Keep banging the chains. I'm out.
Oh, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.